Hey, what's going on, world? This is Kenan Baker, man. I really don't know what the hell I'm doing right now. I don't know what I'm doing with this thing, Anchor, but I'm going to try it out. I'm going to name this the I Might Need Therapy Sessions. And I'm just going to be talking, man. I'm going to be talking about shit that bothers me, man. You know? Unscripted. Real. This shit that's on my mind. You're going to get some rants. I'm going off on a lot of angry Kenan rants, so realize that. Let's just jump right into it. I was watching, I forgot what the show was called, but it was skipping Shannon Sharp. And they were talking about Lonzo Ball and how pretty much you should kind of like give up on the kid and already put him on the bench. Like, let me tell you something. That tells me something. Like, somebody like Skip, when I hear him say like dumb shit, like he says a lot of dumb shit. And it's like, that's why I can barely watch the show like that, because I can watch clips here and there, because these guys don't know what the hell they're talking about, man. Like, a lot of times, especially with Skip, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Like, you don't bench a kid, a player like that, this early in the season. You're talking about you losing faith in a player this early in the season. They ain't played 20 games yet. The Lakers ain't played, no team has played 20 games yet. And you're talking about, yo, I'm losing confidence in this kid. It's 20, not even 20 games in the season. The NBA season is 82 games long without playoffs. How do you lose faith in the first 13 games? Are you serious? And a rookie at that. This is not like a 7-year veteran that was a superstar and they're having some off nights. And still, at that point, they're just having some off nights. They're getting their groove. Me, personally, I never thought Lonzo was a 30-10-10 player. But I haven't lost no confidence in him. I think he's like a 20. I think he's 20-10-10. And I think that's going to eventually happen in his career. I think the kid has a very, very bright future. I think he's dope. I love what his pops is doing for the family and building their brand and their business. I fucking love it. But when you say you're going to lose confidence in your play, like, Skip would be one of the worst head coaches in the history of head coaching. Like, he would be the fucking worst head coach with that type of logic. And I'm glad, like, I think it was Earl Watson. Earl Watson was on the show. I was like, no. Like, I would tell my player to keep shooting. That's what you do. You tell him to keep playing hard, man. You want to have him have that confidence. Right now, you can tell Alonzo's not playing with probably 100% confidence. He has to get it there. But he talked about how, Earl Watson anyway, talked about how when he was coaching Devin Booker, who's now one of the stars of the league, and he talked about how he told him, like, yo, take more shots. Keep shooting, man. We're giving you the keys. Obviously, you watch the Lakers play. The identity of the Lakers is now Lonzo Ball. The way they rotate that ball is amazing, and it's because of Lonzo. So they have his identity. He just ain't making shots right now. So give the kid some time, man. Like, it's like 15-16 games in the season. Give him some time, man. And plus, he got other stars over there to pick up the scoring slack. You got Kuzma over there, who's a sleeper. Well, I don't think he's even a sleeper anymore. I think he's going to become a star. And I really hope to see, actually, Kuzma get in the lab with Kobe in the offseason, man. And because that kid is fearless out the gate. And that's another thing. Some players are just out the gate this good. Some players are not. Some players take a little bit of time. You know what I'm saying? You can't even compare Ben Simmons to Lonzo Ball, even though they're both rookies. But at the end of the day, Simmons did get drafted a year before, right? And even though he didn't play in the league, he was in the NBA, so he had to see certain things. He got to still work out a certain way and see how the game was played for a full season. So you can't even compare those two. You know what I'm saying? But just give the kid some time, man. Stop with all the bullshit. You know, is it over for him? Should we bench the kid? A reason why I don't watch as much sports is at least like the ESPNs and the analyst shows anymore, because I realize that a lot of these motherfuckers know what they're talking about. Stephen A. Smith has become one of the worst, and I'll get into him next time. But like, yeah, a lot of these analysts, you can tell now when it comes to these ESPN type shows like that, these sports shows, it's really just for like, it's turning into like just a ratings thing. What can we say to get people to watch? What can we say to get people to clickbait? It's not even about what's really happening. So yeah, that's my time, man. Make sure you guys subscribe, man, or whatever, how you do this shit on here. Kenan Baker, I Might Need Therapy.